Today we'll be Ezer Shem be learned Dav Kof Chafei Mesech the Shabbos. Some of the topics we will discuss today include: the majority of Amud Aleph discusses three ways to understand the machloekis between Remeir and Rabbi Yehuda, whether broken pieces of an oven are mukta or not. The next Mishnah gives examples of mukta items that, when attached to non-mukta items, become part of the kli and lose their mukta status. The Gemara quotes machloekis amiram whether be'ina maisa or not. Does a mukta item need a significant act to be performed on it in order for it to be designated as a kli and no longer mukta? The final discussion of the daf relates to whether one may add it to a structure on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Some of the key contents we will learn about today include: me'ein melachtan, when a broken kli can still be used in a way that is similar to the way it was used before, all agree it is not mukta. Basis ledav ha'aser, something that supports a mukta item that was purposely placed on it becomes mukta just like the item it supports. Oyel arai is a temporary structure which is usher to build on Shabbos or Yom Tov.